Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all. Those words stood out to me this morning. Brother William talked about mercy. Sunday school, we talked about grace. And the song that we sang there, that last song in the before the Sunday school, said, "Justified by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." There's a verse that went along with it. Once for all, O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O brother, believe it. Cling to the cross, the burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once for all. Devotional this morning, I was thinking, my thoughts went to blessed. And thinking about blessing, I don't know how this comes from my own struggle, I guess. If I sit there and think about it, think about the many blessings that we have, the blessings we have been given. But too often, there's so many. You know, the blessing of being able to be here in the fellowship, the blessing of being a part of a Bible believing church. It's the many blessings that we've been handed in life. The blessing of, most of all, being able to be a child of God. But so often, I find myself wandering off and thinking about things that could be better, or things that could be different, or things that I'm struggling with today, or tomorrow, or next week, or last week. I just, you know, what happens to our joy when we start going down that road? You know, does the joy of the Lord stay real in your heart? Are you, and when our focus goes towards the negative things? You know, the scriptures are full of blessings for the children of God, for those that seek Him with their whole heart, for those that keep His commandment. And when you think of blessing or being blessed, where does your mind go? I'd like for you to turn with you to Matthew chapter 5, very familiar verses. Look a little bit about read the Beatitudes here and see what Christ says. Who Christ says are the ones that are blessed. You know, life is full of struggles, and the Christian life is no exception. We have an enemy. We have the enemy within, self. You know, we talked about forgiveness versus bitterness this past Wednesday evening. You know, when self is center, we see control. We see bitterness. We see feelings of rejection, negativity. But when the cross is central, we have compassion instead of control, forgiveness instead of rejection, love instead of bitterness. Now that's real blessedness. Let's go ahead and read Matthew chapter 5 here, the first 12 verses. And seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Let's think about those three verses just a little bit there. Is that when you think of being blessed, is that what you think about? Is that poor in spirit? Blessed are they that mourn. I think the poor in spirit is seeing your own need, your own sinful state, mourning because of our state, meek, humility. Now, that's not what the world looks on as blessed. Then he goes on to say, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." Then he says, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." You know, some of those things that he say are blessed, you know, those are things I don't really want to face. Those are things that I wish I wouldn't have to face. You know, we like the thoughts that we heard this morning about merciful. We want mercy. We'd like to have mercy extended to us. But do we extend that mercy? Pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And then, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You know, that goes hard. We don't like to. That hurts the flesh. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. You know, wherever we find Christ, he is imparting blessing. You know, like sunshine imparts light and warmth. You know, isn't that what we see, what we think about when we see Christ? When we think about Christ walking on this earth, wherever he was always reaching out. He was blessing those that sorely needed it. You know, we find mothers bringing their children to him, asking him to bless them. And the disciples wanting to turn them away said, no, you know, he doesn't have time for this. But Christ, Jesus said, bring them to me. He never turned anyone away. And he hasn't changed today. He wants us to bring our little ones to him. And you know, I think that's so important, to bring our children to him. To pray for them. To point them to Christ. He reached out to the outcasts. You know, to the lepers, those that were rejected from society, those that had no hope. Christ didn't turn away from them. You know, he reached out to those. He gave sight to the blind. He touched the sick. When someone met Christ, they never left the same. Now, there were those that met Christ that left not receiving the healing, maybe in their hearts, but it was because of their rejection of Christ. It wasn't because the opportunity wasn't extended to them, but it was because they weren't willing to pay the price. They weren't willing to let go and to let Christ. But you know, finally the day came that those gentle hands, those hands that reached out so many times in mercy, those hands were stretched out. Those hands were drawn apart by the cruel hands of his enemies. They were fastened to those rough timbers with nails. But you know, even then they were blessing. Those stretched out arms were a symbol of his divine mercy. They were stretched out because of my sins, because of your sins. You know, the arms of God are open to the worst sinners. They're open to all that will come to seek refuge. You know, this morning, who do you want to identify with? Are we willing to identify with the cross? I'd like for you, if you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 24. We look at the last glimpse we have of Christ there on this earth. He made himself known to his disciples. They were fearful, and they were, we see it starting there in verse 36, he appeared to the 10, and he said, peace be unto you. But they were troubled. They were afraid. And he showed them his hands and his feet. He asked them for meat, and they gave it to him, and he ate. In verse 44, it says, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And then it says, he led them out as far as Bethany and lift up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. You know, the last glimpse we have of Christ here in this earth, we see him blessing, in the attitude of blessing. He was blessing them as he was parted from them and carried into heaven. You know, if we go unblessed with such a Savior, it can only be because of unbelief and rejection. It's up to you and I.